Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, this is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer in Months podcast. Today is the first Friday of the month, December 2nd. And it's also, it's the first week of Lent. And we're continuing on with praying from a little prayer book called Prepare His Way. Hope and healing, justice and peace for Advent. And it's different readings from Pope Francis, St. Mother Teresa, and Father Henry Nguyen. Today we're doing something by Father Henry Nguyen, which is the Friday. And the topic title is God is Preparing Us for Life. But before I get on to that, I'm also letting you know, after that, we'll be doing a prayer, doing the Novena to Our Lady of Loreto. And it suggests from December 1st to December 9th. I apologize, it's December 2nd, so a little day late on that one. And today we're not podcasting, we're only talking on our Block Talk radio show because I'm out of room and space, one of those things that happens, and I have to wait to the next billing calendar, which I think is tomorrow. So I'll probably just record this on my podcast. Awesome. So in the news, we were praying for rain in the Gatlinburg, Tennessee area because all the wildfires that were going on and loss of life and damages, and yet God granted us our prayers, and it did rain, and the gratitude for that fires have basically gone out. Unfortunately, there was a loss of life. We pray for the souls of those people who lost their life in Tennessee, in the Gatlinburg area, and also for the family members. Also for those who damaged their homes or were destroyed totally. Those who now have nothing. That has to be a very tragic situation. One note I did, and I don't know if you guys watched it, the Dolly Parton special, which I thought was very good, inspiring. It was a good, wholesome type of Christmas show. And basically her life when she was younger and amazing things that happened to her. And she is a woman of strong faith, of good Christian values. And I noticed today that she's donating $1,000 a month for those who are homeless in the Tennessee area because of these wildfires. And also, I believe, some hurricanes down south and more loss of life and damage. So we pray for those people who lost their homes and damaged their homes and may have been hurt or even died. Pray for the souls of those also. And you never know. Jesus says, death is like a thief in the night. You don't know when he's coming. So you have to be prepared every day. I try, and I believe I do, live my life, Doug. It's going to be the last day of it. Because you never know. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. Even the rest of the day is not guaranteed for any of us. So prayer is so important. Sure, we pray when we want something, but when we're asking God, sometimes we ask God for miracles. And sometimes he grants those miracles. We're have gratitude for that. Also, where we're praying, I did the podcast and show for those. And our friend down south in Cuba. Miami families, they were in Miami Cuban families and had a rally here, I believe it was yesterday or the day before. And to speak out, to have unity. And yesterday, it was about hope. Presence of God is hope. And that's what we have. That's what God gives us, is hope. And sometimes it may not seem realized, in our life, but it does hope happen. If it's not in our lifetime, it will be in the next life. And that's why this topic is so important. God is preparing us for the new life. The new life is so important because that is going to be a great time. That's going to be over 1,000 years reign of not sadness, no death, no crying, being with our Lord Jesus. That will be a great time, and God is preparing us for that. So we're going to be doing the, as I said, after that, the Mina to Our Lady of Loretto. And so let's start with today's topic. Father Henry J.M. Newman, Advent, Week 1, Friday. God is preparing us for a new life. My Father is the vine grower. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it to make it bear more fruit. 15:1-2. Gratitude is not a simple emotion or an obvious attitude. Living gratefully requires practice. It takes the same effort to reclaim my whole past as a consecrated way God has led me to this moment. For in doing so, I must face not only today's hurts, but the past experience of rejection or abandonment or failures or fear. While Jesus told his followers that they will intimately be related to him as branches to a vine, it still needed to be pruned to bear more fruit. Pruning means cutting and reshaping and removing what diminishes our variety of ability. When we look at the pruned vineyard, we can hardly believe it will bear fruit. But when harvest comes, we realize that pruning allows the vine to concentrate their energies and produce more grapes. Grateful people learn to celebrate even angel life's hard and howling remembrance because they know that pruning is no mere parsing of preparations. When our gratitude for the past is only heralded, our hope for the future can likewise never be full. But our submitting to God's pruning work will not ultimately leave us sad, but hopefully for what can happen to us and through us. Harvest time will bring its own blessings. I'm gradually learning to call to the gratitude asks of us to say, everything is great. Father Henry J.M., today's memory. How has God pruning me to prepare me for more involvement in his kingdom work? And, God gives us a lot, so much. And every time we ask God something, and he might not even ask, and we still receive. He knows our heart. He knows my heart was, I was trying to reach out to people. I wanted some feedback. That I'm not just talking emptily into the nest. And last night, actually a new person on Twitter. Only been there a few days since December. Sister Marie Renee. And she said so kind words that she loves my work. And sisters, you don't know how much that means. Not only someone says they love my work, but someone who's committed their life, their vows, being a sister, a loving person, I'm God to say that, made my day. It is funny because I just celebrated the 9th anniversary, and I said, well, I'll give it 10 years if nothing really happens. And maybe it wasn't meant to be. Thank you, Sister Marie Renee, that this is going to help me. Oh, Father, and so we're going to do the Novena to Our Lady of Loretta. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God, come to my aid. O Lord, make haste to help me. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. O Virgin Mary of Loretto, as I greet you with the fulfilled devotions, the fatal devotions, I love to repeat the words of Archangel Gabriel together with your words. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. The Almighty has done marvels for me. Virgin Mary of Loretto, your house is the dwelling place of light and love. Grant me true light and perfect love. Grant that the peace may invade my spirit with sometimes anxieties and fearful. Grant that love may fill my life and shine upon all those around me. Prolong, O Mary, this moment of sincere joy. Defend me from the temptation and in all other difficult trials. I beseech you to help me in maternal protection to reach the house of the Father, where you reside as Queen. Amen. We'll now pray seven Hail Marys. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, I pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, I pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And God bless you all, and have a great day, especially my new follower on Twitter, Sister Marie Renee. May you have a blessed day, Sister. May your prayers be answered by our Lord.